Praise 103.9. That's my girl Vicky Yohe. I know a name. That is a song that I truly, truly, truly love. I had the pleasure of seeing her perform this song at the Dell. We were there together on August 1st, and we had a great time. I actually watched the audience go in, and she is in the building. Dove and Stella Award nominee Vicky Yohe, my girl in the building. How are you?
I am so
okay,
so
you're
see
there,
you again.
There go your mic. There we go.
I'm great, and it's good to see you again. Just saw you a few weeks back.
Yes.
When we were here with Israel, and good to see you.
Good to see you as well, because, you know, it was really, really busy. We had Vonnie Lopez there, a lot of local artists, so
yes.
We didn't really get a chance to have our one-on-one time.
Right.
But I just want to tell you, this song, I Know a Name, truly moved at the Dell on August 1st. I was sitting back in the corner of the stage. A nice breeze was blowing. You began to sing this song, and I was like, wow, that is so different, a different sound from the praise and worship that we know from Vicky Yohe.
Right. You know, and this new CD, Free Worshipper, I did a few songs on there that wasn't a praise and worship songs. Not really, I didn't plan it, but these songs came to me and was presented to me, and I thought, oh, I got to sing this song, especially... Mm-hmm. I Know a Name, because the name of Jesus is very, very, very significant, and the reason why I'm even here today because of
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. And I could tell, I'm like, there's a story behind that song. There's a story because you just sung it with such compassion, just such conviction. And so was this song that you actually wrote, or this was presented to you?
It was presented to me, and I'll share just a little bit of the story. But when I was born... 48 years ago. I know y'all think I'm 29, but
yeah,
I'm 48.
Yeah, you look like a girl. I'm just saying.
But anyway, so when I was born, my mother had complications, and she shared this story with me. She said, the day you were born, she said there was probably about eight or nine doctors in the room, and they had I was having major complications. And she said, I heard one of the doctors say, I think we're going to lose the baby. Mm. And then she said she heard a nurse or a doctor say, I think we're going to lose the mother. And then a few minutes later, she heard somebody say, I think we're going to lose both the mother and the baby.
Mm.
And she said one by one, she heard them walk out, and she heard the door swing closed. And I don't think they would do that nowadays, but she said they just left her there. And she says, I knew there was destiny in my belly. And she says, I leaned up, I sat up, put my elbows on that bed, and I screamed, Jesus, help me. And she said the doctors and the nurses come running back in, and she said, Vicky, you were born. So there's something about the name Jesus.
Don't you make me tear up this studio.
I know a name.
My God. And
your mother
spoke that name.
She spoke that, and here
this.
I am. So you know what? That when I heard this song, I didn't write this song, but when I heard that song, that story immediately came back to me. I know a name with the power and authority to deliver. Now,
it talks
about deliver you from all kinds of stuff and set you free, but I thought about to deliver.
Absolutely.
The name of Jesus helped me to be delivered into this world. And so... There's something about the name Jesus.
Look
I know a name.
All these years later, the Lord gave you this song because it is a part of your story.
Exactly.
And that's why you can sing it that way. That's why that song was presented for you with your name all over it.
Yes, and I think we should use the name. Awesome. I don't think, I record it for another reason too. I don't think we understand fully the power of the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So many things. I mean, I use the name of Jesus all the time. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Especially today, come from New York with Kendall driving, one of my producers. I said, Jesus, help us, Lord.
Yeah, poor Kendall. Poor
I said,
Kendall.
This traffic.
I know. You know, with it being the whole weekend, the people are traveling. And then you guys came from Manhattan, so I know the
I
tunnel,
made it
all of
to
that.
Praise 103.9 because of the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. When they told me you were going to be late, I'm like, I don't care what time she get here, because Vicky's going to come on the show. My sis will be
here.
Because I know this is truly a powerful CD. It's in stores now. It came out this past Tuesday.
Yeah,
already doing great on media base. I'm seeing the different things happening with that.
Yes. I think it went like to 43 or something, 47 on Billboard Top 200.
Look at you. It just came out on Tuesday.
I know. I'm excited. But Kim has been working it. So, you know. And it has a powerful message, and I'm excited about the message.
I'm excited.
Have you been able to hear any of the songs?
No, I haven't.
There's a song on there.
I can't get off of this song here. I know a name because I just
can I just say a course of one of the songs.
Please do.
There's a song. I don't think it'll ever be a single, but it's a song that I love, and it goes like this, called "God Loves the Broken." God loves the broken. His arms are open. There is no shame, there is no blame, where love is spoken. God loves the broken.
That gave me chills because we all are broken and yes. we know the ultimate mender. And to hear
this time, this love will last. Mm. He said, I'm wiser. I've learned from the past. Ooh. The love you thought you knew has torn your heart in two. How can it be mended? God loves the broken. His arms are... I won't sing the whole thing again, but
girl.
I'm going to tell you something. That song ministered to me because I've been broken. And all these songs on this CD and all the songs I've ever recorded, whether I wrote them or not, if they haven't affected my life or touched my life, I don't record a song that doesn't move me.
I believe it.
I don't see how anybody can record a song just because my friend wrote it or
Mm-mm.
it's a good... I like the rhythm. I like the little hook. Not me. I've been doing this for 23 years. This is my 11th CD.
Praise God.
And lives... I want people, when they hear my music, to say, Vicky, when I heard that song, I was going through a situation, and man, that brought me through. And man, when I heard that song, tears came to my eyes. I had to pull on the side of the road, and I had to get... I want my music to touch people. But if it hasn't affected me,
yes.
if it hasn't touched me, how can I sing it with passion?
Absolutely.
And how can I expect to touch other people? So all these songs on this new project really affected my life, touched me.
Wow, it's called Free Worshipper, a praise and worship
experience.
It's a
live recording. I did it in Orlando, live at Faith World.
And it's just simply, I'm really amazed because just watching you perform, and I'm a lot like that as well. I don't endorse a product unless I try to myself. I know that God has me where I am in this ministry because of what I have gone through.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be here had I not
Amen.
Gone through those things. So the same thing with you. You can't sing these songs and be the light for him to shine through you if you had not experienced that.
That's right.
And that's what I respect and admire
Praise
so
God.
Much. Your ministry is real.
Amen.
Yes, you can present it to me, but if it's not going to touch me, well, I can touch others. Well, they can touch him.
Come on.
What's the, you know, what's
that's
the
what
point?
It's about. That's what it's about. You know, I always say, I would go sing secular music if I was just to sing. If I'm just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just a little fluffy song. And I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying there's no secular songs that touch people because there are. But for me, it's about really changing lives. And,
yes.
You know, a lot of songs that I sing, I relate to them because I've been through some crazy situations. I always say, when you go through hell, you come out on fire.
Amen.
And that's been my experience. I've been through hell. But I'm on fire.
Yes, you are on fire for Christ. I have seen, I'm telling you guys what I know, what I've felt, what I've experienced.
Praise God.
And a lot of lives were changed. I saw
Amen.
For myself once again when we were at the Dell. I saw PM. You
I love
took
going
us to church.
To the Dell.
Yes, it's outside. It's intimate.
Awesome.
Just nothing but love. So once you hit the stage, it was on. I mean,
wow.
you ministered in between
I didn't want
songs.
To stop. I knew I had to stop because Israel was coming on, but man.
But you can't rush the Holy Spirit.
No, you can't. Yeah, but I want to be invited back, too. You know, it's so important.
Well, no, this is our second time doing it, so I know that you, I'm just putting in the atmosphere. I got a feeling you will be back on next, you know, next
Well, you know
well.
What? They're going to have to wait a couple years because I don't want, you know, they need to get somebody, you know, because they have me every year. Everybody's going to get tired
you.
Of me. So,
no,
I probably won't be back next year, but maybe the following year. But they got to give it a little break.
Just a little taste. Well, in the meantime, at least we have a new CD that
yes.
we can listen to. You can still minister to us. You guys can get
the
it
introduction
in
stores. Is by Bishop T.D. Jakes. He does about a minute and 13-second introduction on the before the first song.
Well, I know he loves him some Vicky Yohe. And also, like a quote on the back of the CD, when I think of great psalmists that have really impacted not only my church but my life, I think of Vicky Yohe. She transcends all barriers. She reaches all people with her ability to lift up the Lord in song. Bishop T.D. Jakes, and what he is saying is for real, for
Praise
real,
God.
For sure. So tell people how they can get this CD, how they can keep up with you on social media, all that good stuff.
Well, you know what? I'm on Twitter, of course.
Yes.
You know, I'm Twitter. I do Facebook. Go to my fan page. My private pages are filled up, but I post the same thing everywhere. Instagram. I'm really on Instagram today.
Yes.
If you follow me on Instagram, I tell everybody what I'm doing all day long. They've been following me from New York City all the way down here to Philly.
Wow.
Go back to Nashville tonight. And then also you can get the new CD on my website, VickiYohe.org, or go to iTunes, Free Worshipper, iTunes, Vicky Yohe, bookstores, Best Buy, I guess everywhere.
Everywhere.
Just go and get it.
Well, it is something to have. I'm telling you guys, I'm holding mine right now. I cannot wait to just bask in this weekend.
Praise God.
Free worshiper, my girl Vicky Yohe. She has done it again, 11th CD, and is truly a praise and worship experience. And just thank you. I mean, you are on the go all the time. And I know that you know that you have to get tired. But I tell you, when you hit that stage, when you minister, it's like we can really see your flesh decrease and the Holy Spirit increase.
And I felt that particular night when I was here, I was having some vocal issues. But you know what? I always say I can sing without a voice, but I can't sing without the anointing.
Ooh.
And so I rarely cancel it. I think probably in my 20 years of traveling, I probably canceled 3 times because my voice is completely gone. I just don't do that because I don't depend on the voice. I depend on the anointing. Now, if the anointing's not there, I better cancel. That's what I'm more concerned about.
We want you to cancel, too, if the anointing,
Is not there. So,
amen.
You know, I like to have my voice full force, but sometimes it just gets wore out.
Mm.
But I still, you know, thank God for the anointing because the anointing is breaks the yoke. I see why some people do cancel because, especially in the secular world, because they don't have that
anointing.
And so they rely on the voice.
Yeah.
But thank God for the anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke anyway. And that's what I'm about, breaking yokes and changing lives. And so, anyway,
just
God's
keep
good.
On, dude, girl. We can sit here and talk for hours. But, I mean, I love you, and I want you to continue
Thank
to
you
allow
for
God
the music.
To do what you do. Oh, yeah. This song, it's a different sound, but
Praise
it's
God.
The same anointing that you have always blessed us with for all these years. And I am one of your biggest supporters, just
oh,
so you know, in the name of Jesus. Because I know a name, girl.
I know a name. It's Jesus.
Come on. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You all pick it up. Vicky Yohe, free worshiper in stores now.
Praise 103.9.